We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
God gives us truth each day for our life, and it's not a passing trend. It is not the latest trend. It is eternal truth that will change our life and give us answers to the pressing questions that we have each and every day. And we must build our life on those eternal truths. Hi, it's Pastor Jerry Burns. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're so glad that you are joining us this morning on this wonderful Lord's Day as we seek answers to life's greatest questions from the Word of God. Our series is Four Universal Questions of Life, and this is the third part of our message. Over the last couple of weeks, we sought to give the biblical answer to what is referred to as four universal questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? This morning, we're going to answer the third of these questions. Why am I here? The atheist Bertrand Russell said this, "Unless you assume a God, the question of life's purpose is meaningless." Now, I certainly do not agree with his theology, but that statement is right on target. It helps explain why we have so many people in our society who reach the point where they are ready to take their own life. Think about it. Without God, what is the point? Let's just get it over with. I mean, there's so much pain and anguish and suffering that many choose suicide as their solution. Some alarming statistics. I'm floored with some of these statistics. Suicide is the eighth leading cause of death of all men. Males are four times more likely to die from suicide than females. Women report attempting suicide during their lifetime about three times as often as men. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people ages 15 to 24. Why are so many of our young people taking their own lives before they really even know what life is all about? I'll tell you why. They are searching for purpose. They are trying to ask the question, why am I here? We're going to take our Bibles and we're going to turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 12. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 gives to us some great biblical truths about the meaning of life. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says this, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the death of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. First of all, let's consider our purpose discovery. How do people search for or seek out the purpose of life? Well, first of all, there's speculation. It's what we think as people, as humanity. This is the way most people try to discover their purpose in life. They guess, they theorize, they philosophize. What is life all about? They try to understand. They offer their best guess, but that's all it is, really. It's just a guess. Now, here's the real problem. Most don't have a clue, and many more don't even really think about the purpose of life. They'll make up their own purpose. They'll say, well, life is about being successful in the corporate world, or life is about having nice toys or a big house or a new car or financial freedom. And that is their goal. And then when they reach that goal, they feel the emptiness. And so what do? They seek out another meaning of life. The problem is because life, the meaning of life is not found in any of those things. The end goal is vanity, it's emptiness, it's shallowness. Now, speculation is how most people try to figure out the meaning of life, but let's notice the proper way. It's not speculation, it's revelation. Speculation is what we think. Revelation is what God says. This is the way to discovery. Revelation. What does God have to say? The best way to discover the purpose of an invention is to ask the inventor. I'll say that again. The best way to discover the purpose of an invention is to ask the inventor. Now, God has not left us in the dark concerning our purpose in life. He has clearly revealed the truth to us in his word. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. I hope you have your Bible handy. I hope you can look through these scriptures and see them for yourself with your own eyes, that through seeing them and hearing them, you would understand them and that you would place them deep in your heart. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God has given to us his word. And his word is the how-to manual for life. Someone said the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible is just God's revelation to us. You know, there's a lot of hype in our world of, you know, Bible code and the hidden things of God and such. Listen, God is not in the business of hiding things. God is in the business of revealing things. The Bible says again in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. God is revealing to us how to live our life, how to find success, how to live a fulfilled life each and every day. That is the God of the Bible. It's not a secret code. It's not hidden somewhere in some magic book that you got to find and purchase. No, God is revealing to us how to find fulfillment in life. So this is our purpose discovery. We must seek the pages of the Word of God and find answers to our purpose. So what is our purpose? What is the purpose of our life centered around? Well, number two, it is all about God. It is all about God. He isn't just the starting point of life and the ending. Listen, he is the source and sustainer of our life. The Bible teaches us in Colossians chapter 1 that by him, verse 17, he is before all things, and by him all things consist. To discover our purpose, we must turn to his word, not to the wisdom of this world. We must build our lives on eternal truths, not the latest trends. You know, trends are always changing. You know, how people dressed and looked when I was a boy and when I was a teenager, when I was a young man, now I'm, you know, in my early 40s. I've seen trends come and go. I've seen a lot of changes in generations, but the Word of God is always relevant for every generation. God gives us truth each day for our...
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at KitchenerBaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at KitchenerBaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
For every generation, God gives us truth each day for our life, and it's not a passing trend. It is not the latest trend. It is eternal truth that will change our life and give us answers to the pressing questions that we have each and every day. And we must build our life on those eternal truths. Listen, we make many choices in our life. We choose our education. We choose our career path. We choose our spouse. We choose our hobbies. And we have multiple choices that we make in our life each and every day. But friend, listen to me. We do not choose our purpose. God, who made us, knows how we are to be fulfilled. He has created us with a purpose. I want you to write this down and meditate upon this Bible verse. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will." God has created us with a purpose, and it all begins with God. So our quest for purpose must begin with our relationship with him. Let me say that again. Our quest for purpose must begin with our relationship with God. And we can only relate to God through his son, Jesus Christ. That relationship, we call it salvation. It is based upon God's grace, enabled by faith, and it is sustained through the work of the Holy Spirit in our life each and every day. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth," the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Our life gains meaning and purpose only through our relationship with God in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 10 says, and ye are complete in him. The him there is the Lord Jesus Christ. We find our fulfillment. We find our purpose in the person of Jesus Christ. Therefore, our purpose is found in our relationship with God in Christ, and that is to glorify God each and every day. Romans chapter 15, verse 6, the Bible says that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and said, whether therefore you eat or you drink, do all to the glory of God. Our purpose is really just that simple. Our purpose in this life is to glorify God, but we can only fulfill that purpose in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Our purpose is found in God, and how we relate to God is through Jesus Christ, and how we glorify God is through Jesus Christ. And so let me pause here and say, friend, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, salvation is not found in a denomination. Salvation is not found in us trying to be a good people or trying to reach to God in some way or some manner. Salvation is only found in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe the gospel today, if you believe that you're a sinner, that you cannot save yourself, that religion cannot save you, would you call upon the name of the Lord today? Would you pray a prayer like this? Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know you died to save me. I believe the gospel. I believe that you are my way to God. Would you save me? Wash my sins away. Give me a home in heaven. If you prayed a prayer like that from your heart, listen, the Bible teaches us that you're a Christian, you're born again, you're a part of God's family, and now you can relate to God through his Son, Jesus, and you can glorify God through his Son, Jesus. Why do we need to know this? Why am I on the radio preaching a message like this? Why is this important? Well, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, I think this is just an incredible verse of purpose. It's an incredible verse of purpose and a verse that all of us should have underlined in our Bible and hidden in our hearts. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God is not up in heaven thinking of ways to harm you or hurt you or hinder you. God loves you, and the thoughts that God has toward you are thoughts of peace, not of evil. They are thoughts of peace. God wants you to be successful. I want us to think about this. God wants me, and God wants you to be successful. Now, there are times that the devil is right there and he's trying to trip us up. He's trying to get us to curse God and die. You know, he doesn't want us to glorify God. He doesn't want us to be successful in the Christian life, but God does. And God gives us the grace and his word to direct us and help us. And so why is it important for us to understand our purpose? They say in business, if you're going to start a business, how you begin the foundation of any business is to understand your purpose statement. And so what someone will coach you or encourage you or counsel you in doing is before you ever sell a product, to write down on a piece of paper your purpose statement and to know what direction you're going to head in as a business, because there's so many directions you can go and there's so many ways you can be pushed and pulled. And so you just have to know your purpose. You just have to know where you stand. And the same is true in the Christian life. You need to know your purpose statement. And here's some reasons why. Because it provides direction. It keeps you focused. Without an understanding of our purpose, decisions in life will be based upon our emotions or upon circumstances. And by nature, we tend to become distracted. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Understanding why I am here will provide the right basis for making choices in my life. So, why do we need to know this? Well, first of all, because it provides direction. It keeps us focused. Number two, it motivates us. It gives us a reason for getting up in the morning. It produces passion in our lives rather than just getting through or holding on or, you know, just surviving the day. It gives us passion to keep on moving for the cause of Christ, because my purpose in Christ is to glorify our Father. And so this has to be our motivation in life each and every day. The Apostle Paul said, "It is the love of Christ that constraineth us. It is God's love for us and our love for Him that keeps us moving to glorify God in our life each and every day, whether we eat or whether we drink or whatsoever we do it all to the glory of our God." A lazy person is simply a person who doesn't understand why they are here. A lazy person is simply a person who doesn't understand why we are here. We are here to glorify God. This is our purpose in life. But also, it prepares us for eternity. All of us would like to be remembered when we are gone. We work to build something of significance in our lives, whether family or fortune or fame. We want to leave a lasting legacy. Now, I want you to take your Bible and I want you to turn to Luke chapter 12, verse number 16. I'm going to read some verses to you, and I want us to think about what is important in our life. The Bible says, "And he spake a parable," this is Jesus, "unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be, which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." God's word teaches us that we are fools if we look to this world for significance. What really matters is when we stand before God. For the person who has rejected God's only way of salvation, there will be no hope. The Bible says that they will be cast into the lake of fire, not because they're bad people, but because they did not accept God's only way, God's gift of eternal life, Jesus Christ. The Christian will also stand before God and give an accounting of how they invested their life for Jesus Christ. Now, our ultimate goal is to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful." servant. As Christians, we will stand before God, not as sinners. You know, I'll pause here for a moment. By the way, you're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Burns, and I'm so honored that you're joining us this morning. I want us to know that when we stand before the Lord Jesus as Christians, we're not going to stand as sinners because our sin is washed away. The moment we placed our faith and trust in Jesus, then that sin has been satisfied by the payment of Jesus Christ on that cross. The Bible teaches us that we are justified just as if we have never had a sinful nature. And God will remember that sin no more. For all eternity, we'll spend our days with Jesus, and He'll never bring our sin up ever again, because as the kids sing, it's gone, gone, gone. My sin is gone. We're not going to stand before Jesus as sinners. We're going to stand before Him as stewards. And we want to make sure that we have invested in the work of God, that we have done our best for Jesus, that we have lived our life for the glory of God. Two questions we'll all have to answer. What have I done with Jesus? What have I done with my life? Whatever your need might be this morning, I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ is the answer.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.